Okay, let's finish Shas together. We got quite the daf yomi today. Quite the daf happening today. A lot of things going on. A lot of important things in daf. Tzadi Dalid, 94. We are at the Mishnah on daf Tzadi Gimel Amud Beis. This morning's learning is dedicated to Leila Nishmas Avi Mori, Harav David Tzvi Ben Harav Yosef, whose yard site is tonight and tomorrow. In the merit of the learning we do with his Neshama Shavan Aliyah. Mishnah Tzadi Gimel Amud Beis on the bottom says the Mishnah Hamotzi Ochlin Pachos Mikashir. If a person is carrying into from Rishus Yachad to Rishus Arabim food less than the size of a dried fig, Bikli, but you're carrying it, let's say, in a bag, a plastic bag. So maybe you should be chai for carrying the plastic bag, even though it's not enough food. Says the Mishnah, we've seen this quoted earlier, putter. Not only are you putter on the food, af ala kli, you're putter even on the kli, shakli tfelelo. Because the kli is only there to hold the food, and the food you're not chai for, so the kli is secondary to the food, so everybody's safe. So you're putter. Es hachai, if a person carries a baby into Rishus HaRabim. So we have a rule called chai nosei es atzmo, whatever in the world that means. But somehow, there's something called dead weight, right? Dead weight. When someone's dead, they weigh more than when they're alive. Somehow when they're breathing, they're helping out in the carrying. So it's pater avalasar. They're helping out and carrying themselves. Whatever in the world that means. So, es hachai, if a person carries a live person into Rishus HaRabim, b'mita, even if you're carrying the live person in a bed, pater afalamita, not only are you exempt midoraisa, you're pater, yechai midorabanan, you're pater on carrying out the live person, even the bed that you're carrying, shamita tfelelo, because the bed or the couch or the chair or whatever you're carrying the person in is secondary to the person, so it's only an issa derabanan. As hames b'mita, if you're carrying out a dead person in a in a casket or in an aron or on a bed, chayev. You're chayev for carrying the dead person because we don't apply the rule of chay nosei es atzmo, that the live person is helping out in the carrying. We do not apply that rule. It's chayev. Why? The Tosa is going to say, the Gemara is going to explain, this opinion is going according to the opinion that says Malacha she'ena tzricha lagufa is chayev alav. What is a malacha she'ena tzricha lagufa? Machlokas Rashi and Tosfos. How exactly we define malacha she'ena tzricha lagufa? Rashi over here says she'ritzona lo ha'isabalo ve'ino tzarechla, that you just want to get the dead person out of the house. You don't really need the dead person in the Rishus HaRabim. You just want him out of your house. So theoretically, if somebody else could have just removed this dead person for you, or the dead person would have blown up in smoke, you'd be fine too. It's not that you need the malacha. So that's the ration. Tosa says it's for a different person, the different reason that they had in the Mishkan. Because in the Mishkan, when they carried things from Rishus Yachad to Rishus HaRabim, it's because they wanted the object in the Rishus HaRabim. Here, it's not that you want Rishus HaRabim, you just want them out of where it is. And even if you want to bury him, still, in the Mishkan, that's getting rid of the mace, okay? It's not that you want the mace in the Rishus HaRabim, you just want to bury him. It's not the same thing. So, Kuntur Rabbi Yehuda, Malach HaShem Tzrich Lufis Chayev, says the Mishnah, V'chein Kizayis Min HaMeis, so Kizayis Min HaNevela, V'cha'adasha Min HaSheretz, Chayev. So all these things are considered to be mitame, so it's a davar chashuv. You're chai for carrying it on Shabbos. The Rabbi Shimon, poter. Rabbi Shimon says all of these cases of carrying is poter, because Rabbi Shimon says they're all cases of malacha she'ena tzricha legufa. Because you don't really want the malacha. You just want to get stuff out of there that it shouldn't get everything in your house tame. So therefore, you just want it out of your house. You don't care that it goes into Rishus HaRabim. As far as you're concerned, it can go into a makom patur. It could disintegrate. Anything could happen to it. But it's not that you really want it outside. You just don't want it in your house. theoretically, if it would go straight up, you know, that would be good too. Or if it would get buried in the ground, that would be fine also. So Rabbi Shimon holds Malacha Shein Tzricha L'Gufa is Pater, is Pater. Fine.
Could you say something about the vessel, you know, carrying out the fruit in the vessel or something in the baggie? You didn't really need the baggie. You just could have carried out without it.
Exactly. Right. Yeah, it's only
together.
It's only there to service the food. Exactly right. You don't care about the kli itself. It's just there to help out the food. It's not, you're not carrying the kli for the kli itself. You're just carrying the kli for the food, and that's why it's permissible. Correct. Tana Rabbanan. Our rabbis taught in the Braisa. Hamotzi Ochlin Kashir. If you carry out food, yes, of a shir groveris, im bekli chayav ala ochlin upatar ala kli. If you're carrying out in a vessel, you're chayav for the food, but you're exempt for the kli because the kli is only there for the food. Vim haya kli tsarech lo, but if you need the kli also, chayav af ala kli. You're chayav for both. Now, it sounds like you're chayav two carbon chatases, one for carrying the food and one for carrying the kli, even though you're carrying them all in one shot. Says the Gemara, Shema mina ochel shnei zei sechil behel mechad chayav shtayim? Really? If you eat two kezesim of chayav in one forgetting, you'd be chayav two karbanos. We learned earlier that many hold that you only chayav one karbon. So how come over here time you chayav two chataces, one for the kli and one for the food? Amrav Sheshes, hachav mayaskinan kigon, sheshagag ala ochlen vehezid ala kli. You were shoging on the food and mazed on the kli. So you chayev death for the kli, and you chayev a carbon chatas for the food. Why don't you say, come lebe de rabbi mine? So, Tosfos in Dibra Maschil Sheshogag, bottom of Tzadikim L'Medvez, has a problem with this, but so some say the reason why we don't say Kamlei B'Derabine over here is because it's not two punishments for the same thing. One is the food and one is the kli. The kli is b'mezid, so it's considered to be two different actions, and therefore we wouldn't say Kamlei B'Derabine, according to some. But at any rate, the Gemara rejects this anyway. Maskar Vashi, v'ha afal akli k'tani. It says chayav afal akli. It sounds like the Mishnah is saying it's both the same type of chiyuv. The same way you're chayav on the food is not clear. Not that one is mazin and one is shogig. It doesn't say that. It sounds like they're both chatases. Ah, Elam Ravashi, shogag bezeh ubezeh. No, really it was shogig on both. V'nodalo, v'chaz v'nodalo. But let's say you thought it was mutter to carry food on Shabbos. So you thought it was only problem with the kli, and then later on, you found out about the food. Remember, we had the machlokas of Yochanan Rish Lakish. If you find out about the two different things at two different times, maybe you chayav two karbanos. Ubiplugta, the Rabbi Yochanan Shimon Lakish. It's going back to that machlokas about if you find out about two averis at two different times, maybe you'd be chayav two different karbanos. Fine. Says the Gemara Vayter. Es achay b'mita, if you carry a live person, if you carry a baby on Shabbos, you're not chayav because chay no say es atzmo. And if you carry a chai in a bed, so not only are you exempt for the chai, but you're also exempt for the bed because the bed is only there to transport the chai. Says the Gemara, Lema Masnisin, Rabbi Nassan, Hivalo Rabbanan. Let us say that our mission is going like Rabbi Nassan, not like Chachamim. Desani, because learned in a Braisa. Hamotzi Behema Chayav Ofler Shusarabim. If a person carries an animal, a wild animal, domesticated animal, wild animal, or a bird from Rishus HaYachad to Rishus HaRabim, Bein chayin u bein shchutin chayev. If they're alive or dead, either way they're chayev. Rabbi Nassan Omer, no, al shchutin chayev, val chayin pater shachay no se yisatzmo. Because the live animal carries itself. So only on the dead ones you're chayev. So sounds black on white. Our Mishnah seems to say carrying a live person, you're exempt. So the Mishnah is only going like Rabbi Nassan, who says this svar of chai no se es atzmo, and it's against the chachamim. So this is a big issue. Well, let's first finish the Gemara. There's a massive tosfos here in Dibur Maslash. Oh, no, there's a tos shachai, yeah. Maybe we'll see that Tosis to see what's this idea of Chai Noseis Atzmo. I mean, come on. I'm carrying him. You can't carry yourself. What, you can't fly, right? The cow doesn't know how to fly. So what do you mean he's Noseis Atzmo? I'm holding him off the ground. I'm holding the cat. I'm walking on Shabbos holding a cat off the ground. What do you tell me the cat's carrying himself? The cat doesn't know how to fly. What does that mean? So maybe we'll see the Tosis in a minute. Let's first see the Gemara. Amarava. Afilu Tema Rabbana. No, you could even say the Mishnah is going good in the Chachamim. Ad kan lo pligi Rabbana le Rab Nassan. When did the Chachamim argue Rab Nassan? Ella bebehem achayev ha'of. Dimishar b'tei nafshayu. By animals, the animal tries to get away from you. So maybe that's why the Chachamim say we don't apply the rule of Chai Noseis Atzmo to animals. Aval Adam Chai, but a human being who's alive, the Noseis Atzmo, he's not trying to get out. I feel the Rabbanan Modu, maybe even the Chacham would agree to Chai Noseis Atzmo. So that's why I need the Gemara to tell me. That's why the Gemara says no. Maybe Chacham could agree to Chai Noseis Atzmo in this case. Amalei Ravada Barava Larava Vahadisnan. What about this that we learned in the Mishnah? Ben Besera Matir Besus. Ben Besera permits selling a horse to a non-Jew. Apparently, there is a Gemara in Avodah Zarah that says certain animals you are not permitted to sell to a non-Jew. Behema Gasa. Ben Besera permits it by a horse. V'tanya Ben Besera Matir Besus Mepnei Shehu Osebo Malacha She'ein Chayav Nalav Chatas. That Ben Besera permits the selling of a horse to a non-Jew, because when the Goyim use this horse, they use it even for malachas that a Jew would not be chayav for. Namely, riding on it. And there's no Isser Doraisa to ride a horse on Shabbos. Midrabanan, you're not supposed to, but Midrabanan, there's no Isser. And part of the reason the Gemara there says is, it's not considered that the horse is carrying you on Shabbos, because you're carrying yourself. Chai Noseis Atzmo. Vam Rabbi Yochanan, Ben Besera v'Rabbi Nasan Amru Davar Echad. That Ben Besera, who says that a horse who's carrying you on Shabbos is not doing a malacha because you're carrying yourself, agrees to Rabbi Nasan. V'i Amris, the low pligi Rabbanan leder Rabbi Nasan el bebehem achai v'of. Mishum debishar b'tei nafshayu, my area Ben Besera of Rabbi Nasan, v'ha amres afil Rabbanan modu. When the Gemara is looking for an opinion that agrees to that Ben Besera is going like Rabbi Nasan, even Chachamim are going like Rabbi Nasan, according to what we're saying over here. Even our Mishnah agrees that it's only by a human that Chachamim disagree, but by an animal, Chachamim would agree. Answer the Gemara, Ki Amar Rabbi Yochanan. When did Rabbi Yochanan say that it's permitted to sell a horse? And that's going like Rabbi Nasan, like Rabbanan. Besus hamiyuchad laofos. That's by a horse that is specifically designated for carrying birds. That even such a horse, Ben Besera permitted to sell to a non-Jew, because Ben Besera holds like Rabbi Nasan, that even animals carry themselves. And on that point, the Chacham disagree. But maybe by a human being, the Chacham would still agree to Chai Noseis Atzmo. Says the Gemara, Umi Ika Susam Yuchad Ofos, is that really a thing? You could have a horse made to carry only birds? Answer the Gemara, and yeah, Ika Debe Vayodon. You have these certain types of horses that are made to help trap birds. That they would put these eagles or hawks on top of the horses, and they would help out in the trapping process. Just a little bit more, and then we'll go see the Tosus. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Umod Rabbi Nasan Bekafus. Even Rabbi Nasan, who says that Chai Noseis Atzmo, he agrees if the animal or human being is tied up, he's not able to help with the carrying. And if somebody would carry out somebody who's tied up, he would be chayev. Even the Rabbi Nosson said, chay no se es atzmo, so if I carry a live person, I'm not chayev. But if the person's tied up, so then he's not helping in his own carry. Fascinating. We'll have to see why. Amalei Ravada bar Masla Abaye. The Hohani Parsai, what about these Persians that they used to wear these big, thick robes and coats? So they couldn't really move in them so well. The command the kafse dummy, they would be wear all these heavy coats. They really couldn't help it that much. And nevertheless, Vam Rabbi Yochanan ben Beseir Rabbi Nosson Amru Davar Echad, that nevertheless we still hold Chai Nosei Es Atzmo even over there. Answers Abaye. So Abaye answered back to Rav Ada. No, even the Persians are included in Chai Nosei Es Atzmo. You can't compare the Persians to the guy who's tied up. Hasam, in the case of the Persians who are not tied up, this, that they don't walk so much, they don't like run around so much, not because they can't do it. Ramas Ruchu Dnakat Lu, it's because they have arrogance. They have arrogance, so they walk very slowly and deliberately. Dahu Pardashka, and how do I know this? Because one time there was a case of where a certain Persian policeman ran after a Persian, the Rasach Malki Lave, that the king got angry at him, Viroit Tlasa Parse Bechare. And this Persian guy was running. Believe you me, the Persians, they could run. Don't think the Persians can't run just because they're wearing all that heavy garments. When they need to run, they could run. So the fact that that they wear this heavy clothing does not take away the rule of Chai Nosei Es Atzmo. Let's maybe take a look at that Tosis over there. Shachai Nosei Es Atzmo. What's this whole idea of Chai Nosei Es Atzmo? Says Tosis, Temelari. Lama Putter. Why in the world, when you're carrying another human being, why are you really putter? Dimishim Shachai Mekil Atzmo. If you're telling me that the live person somehow he lightens the load for the guy who's carrying him, so what? Very nice. He's making himself lighter. Okay, but so I'm carrying a lighter burden. Shkoyach. Why does Chai Nosei Es Atzmo, the fact that a live guy is holding himself somehow, how does that exempt me? Because he makes himself lighter. Shkoyach, he's lighter. I'm still carrying him now, he's lighter. V'imishum d'shnayim shasu apaturim. Ah, maybe we'll go back to what we said before, that if two people do a malacha together, they're both exempt. Ha'havi ze yochel v'ze eino yochel. Right, tells us what do you mean? It's not two people equal. The guy can't carry himself. He can't fly, right? Only in the movies they could fly. But people can't fly. She'ein anisa yochel lisa atzmo b'lo anose. The guy who's being carried can't carry himself without the one who's carrying him. And I could carry the guy, even if he was dead, I could carry him. So what does it mean, Chai Nosei Es Atzmo, with this whole point is such so difficult to understand. V'omeri, demi Mishkan Gamrinan. He says, no. We learn it out from the Mishkan. Shelohayu Nosen Davar Chai. In the Mishkan, they would never carry on Shabbos, or I think they would never carry at all, anything alive. Shehatchashim v'ha'elim hayu holchim b'ragleihen. The tachash, the seal, and the rams that they used for the skins, they would walk on their own 4 feet, or 2 feet. V'achilazon, and the snail that they would get, miyada yupotzenoso terem yamos. The kama de'ispe neshama tfei nichale. Right, they would kill it right away and take the dye. They wouldn't have to carry it. Kehechet delitzel tzlevei, so that the color should be a good color. They would kill the chilazon right away, so they would never really carry. So Tosa says the whole din of Chai Nosei Es Atzmo is really just because they didn't carry anything alive in the Mishkan. So since they didn't carry anything alive in the Mishkan, therefore that kind of carrying, you don't violate an Isser Doraisa. The Mefarshim talk a lot about this issue of Chai Nosei Es Atzmo. It's very difficult to figure out where we do apply it and where we don't apply it. You saw the Gemara has a discussion about whether or not it applies also to animals. Fine. There's a lot of discussion here. Okay. Let's go further. Says the Gemara. Es hames b'mita chai v'chen kizayis ben hames. Ah, Amar Rabbi Rachana, Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yosef, Amar Rabbi Shimon Lakish, Poter Haya Rabbi Shimon, Af b'motzi es hames l'kovro. Even if you're carrying the dead body outside to bury it, which ostensibly that's for the sake of the dead body, right? Because it's for the sake of the... When Rabbi Shimon said, Pater, this is, you're doing something for the sake of the body, not for the sake of you. Not for the sake of you. It's still considered to be a malacha she'ena tzricha legufa. So what? So the Sfas Emes asks over here, I don't understand. It's for a purpose. So you're doing it for the purpose of the dead person. Who says it has to be also for the purpose of the person taking him out? So he says, the Sfas Emes answers, no, here, Tzorech HaMeis Eino Etzem HaKvor Shaloyi HaMeis Munach, right, the burying of a dead person is not so much for the sake of the dead person. It's that the dead person shouldn't be embarrassed. So even the Kvura is not Letzorech Gufa. It doesn't really help the dead person to be buried. You know, if theoretically, if something else could have been done to him, it would have also been good. Oh, but apparently there's a Gemara in Sanhedrin that discusses, is Kfuras Hameis just so he shouldn't be Munach Bibizayon? Or maybe it's part of the Kapara. Maybe burial is mamish part of the Kapara. Is it just, why do we have a mitzvah of burying? Is it just to save the mace from embarrassment? Or no, it's mamish part of the kapara. And it's a baya deloishta Sanhedrin and mamam abeis. So that, l'chor, that should be relevant to the issue of melach shen tzricha l'gufa. Why didn't the Gemara prove from our Gemara? That's kadesh lo yispazah. So this is a very interesting question about, A, why do we bury? And B, is carrying out the mace for burial purposes, is that considered to be a malacha she'ena tzricha l'gufa or a malacha tzricha l'gufa? So Argamar seems to say, af b'motzi ha'meis l'kovro, Rabbi Shimon would still say exempt. It's still considered ena tzricha l'gufa. Why? Because you don't really need it. First of all, you don't need it. And second of all, again, all right, because technically speaking, you could bury him in the house too. You could be yotze in the midst of kfura. You don't have to take him out to Africa to bury him. So you don't need the malacha. And even if it is tzorech ha'meis, since it's not tzorech ha'motzi, so it's malach shen tzricha l'gufa. Omar Rava, umode Rabbi Shimon, bimar lachbor bo, v'sefer Torah likros bo dechayev. So just this morning in my house, we carried the Sefer Torah from the house outside. So Rabbi Shimon, who says malach shen tzricha l'gufa is exempt, he admits that if you carry out a shovel in order to dig with, or a Sefer Torah in order to read with it, you're chayev. What do you mean? Obviously. Pshita! De'iha nami malacha shen tzricha l'gufo, ela malacha shen tzricha l'gufo l'Rabbi Shimon Eichem Ishkachza. What do you mean? If that's not a malacha shen tzricha l'gufo, what is a malacha shen tzricha l'gufo? If that's not a malacha hat tzricha l'gufo, what is a malacha? Of course, you're taking it out to dig with it. You're taking it out to Sefer Torah to read with it. That's called taking it out to use it. Isn't that obvious? Says the Gemara, Mahud Sema ad de'ika legufo u legufa. You might have thought that the only time you chayev is where you benefit from the taking out and the object itself also benefits. Namely what? Kigon, mar lasos lotas. Let's say you're taking out a shovel, not only to shovel, but also to fix the shovel. You need to take the shovel out in order to add on a piece to it, to make it work better. Vilachbar, and also to shovel with it. Sefer Torah, lehagia vilikrosbo. You might thought the only time you're chai for taking the Sefer Torah out is to fix the Sefer Torah and to read it. Kamash malon, that no. So that's why Rava has to teach me that even if you're just taking it out to read it, that's considered, Rabbi Shimon agrees, that is considered to be a malacha hatzricha legufa. And even in a case where you just need the malacha, and even if you just need the malacha, even if I don't need it, still it would be good. Hahu shechva dahave bidro keres. There was a certain dead body lying in the city of Dro Keres and was lying outside on Shabbos. It was embarrassed. It was bizayon. It was lying outside on Shabbos. Shara Rav Nachman by Yitzhak lafuke lekarmelis. Rav Nachman by Yitzhak permitted to carry it from a Rishus HaYachid into a Carmelis to violate an Issa Derabanan for the honor of this dead body. Amalei Reuchan Achva Demarberei Deravna. Rav Nachman by Yitzhak. Keman, who's this going like? Karebi Shimon. Who says, M'lach Shein Tzirich L'gufas Pater. Amar, the Pater Rabbi Shimon, Mechiyu Chatas. Rabbi Shimon says, you're exempt, but isn't it still Aser? Yisur Derabanan Mi'a'ika. If you violate a Malach Shein Tzirich L'gufo, can Rabbi Shimon still Aser? So how'd they allow this? Amalei ha'elohim Elashin Shvua Da'ailis Be'at. You yourself should have carried it out. It's perfectly permissible. Va'afilu Rabbi Yehuda. Even Rabbi Yehuda holds Malach Shein Tzirich L'gufo chayiv. In this case would be permissible. Va'afilu Rabbi Yehuda. Shari, he would permit this. To me, kamina l'shus harabim. I mean, you're not violating an Issa d'oraisa here. I didn't say you can carry it to just Rabbim. Le Carmel is coming. I said you're carrying it into a Rishus. A Carmel is only a Rabbanan. And we have a rule, which we learned in Maseches Brachos on Daf Yotesimid Beis, Gadol Kavod Abrios Shedoche Es Losasa Shabbatora. Kavod Abrios, it sounds like it's saying Kavod Abrios is Docha Losasa Shabbatora. But it doesn't really mean that. It means Kavod Abrios is Docha, one of the Losas in the Torah, namely Losasor, which means Kavod Abrius is Doche Isurim Durabanan, not Isurim Doraisa. It's Doche Isurim Durabanan. So, since this dead body, it's interesting, Kavod Abrius applies not only to a live body, but even to a dead body. So, here too, it would be mutter to violate the Isur Durabanan. So, some say Kavod Abrius seems to apply, Rashi seems to say, Kavod Abrius applies even to a dead body. But others say, the Ritva writes, no, in the name of the Ravid, that this is Kavod Abrius to the relatives. Because it's Kavod Abrius, no, Kavod Abrius only applies to live people, but it's embarrassing to the live relatives. Either because it smells bad, gotta get rid of the smell. Right, if you could go somewhere else, then you don't move him, according to that. There's also an issue of tiltal mukta. So in order to get out of that, you're supposed to put a loaf of bread on the, or a baby. If it's only tiltal mukta, so why wouldn't that be permissible without the bread? Because kavod abrius is darcha d'rabbanan, even though mukta is d'rabbanan. That's because Issur of tiltal, you could get out of it by putting something else on it. So the rabbis did not permit you to carry out a dead body without putting a loaf of bread on it. So says Tosfos earlier. The Ramaskal Gadol. Bottom Tosfos on Tzaydal Ramadal. Gadol Kovod Abriya Shadol Zavdor. Kashla Reyantan, the Gabe Tiltal. What about Mukta? We only permit it with the Kikar Tinok. He says, well, since you can use a Kikar Tinok, that's why we make her use it. You hear the Kasha, Kavod Abrius, so why don't you just mate this a tiltal to take out a mace? But he says, since you have another option, we don't permit it. Okay, let's continue. This is a massive sugya, Kavod Abrius. By the way, the Ramban writes that since you're carrying it only into a Carmelis, even without a Kikar or a Tinok would be mutter. Okay. Let's continue. Got a lot to do. Tanan Hasam. We learned in a Mishnah in Maseches Negayim, Hatolesh Simanei Tumah. If a person cut, let's say, the halacha is, with certain types of tzaras, if you have two white hairs in the middle of a plague on the body, you're tummy. So let's say a person cuts those two hairs or vehichva hamichya, or you have some, you cause your skin to be burned in the middle of healthy skin, which also would remove tuma, over below sase. So you violate a lav of hishamer benegat tzaras. You're not allowed to actively remove your tzaras. Itmar, and was told about this, achas mishtayim chayav. If you cut one of two, you're also chayav. Because if you only have one hair, you're not tame. So even one of the two. But achas mishalosh, what about if you cut one hair of the three? Rav Nachman amar chayav, Rav Shishan amar pater. Rav Nachman amar chayav, ahani mais of dimishtak lechad achriti azalotoma. Rav Acha said, well, you've accomplished something, Rav Nachman says, because if someone were to cut another one, you'd be tar. Rav Sheshes on Pati says, no, but right now, hashta, miyas ha'isa l'tumah. You're still tummy now. Oh, says Rav Sheshes, I'm Rav Sheshes, mina amina la, where can I bring a proof to my opinion? Disnan. We learned in our Mishnah, v'chein kezayis min ames, u kezayis min anavela chayav, ha'chatzi zayis putter. If you carry out half a zayis, you're putter. Ay, v'tanya, chatzi zayis chayav. We have a brisa that says, if you take out half a zayis, you're chayav, my love. The one that says chayav is if you took half a kezayis out from out of a kezayis. So since you remove now the stuff inside the house is not causing tumah anymore, so you're chayav. It's considered significant. Just like I said, when you cut from two strings, from two hairs, you cut one, so you're chayav. V'had is not put the dapik chatzi zayis mi kezayis u'mechza. And the one that's putter, you see, if you take half a kezayis out from a kezayis and a half, so it's still tummy, so what'd you accomplish? So Rav Sheshes says, that's like me. So Rav Nachman will, Rav Nachman, no, idi v'idi chayev. Really, either one of those cases, whether you carry out a chatzi zayis from a kezayis or a chatzi zayis from a kezayis and a half, in both cases you're chayev. V'had is not putter, da'apik chatzi zayis mi meis gadol. No, that's talking about where you take out a half a kezayis from a full dead body, that way more than the shear tumah is still left inside the house. So in that case, you would be a putter. You're taking out a little half of kezayis, doesn't accomplish anything. Fine, let's continue. Hanotel tziparnav zubaza. Okay, fine. We're finally done with carrying. We now move on from hotzah to the malacha of gozes, which is shearing or removing fingernails. Hanotel tziparnav zubaza. If a person takes his fingernails off with his fingers, with his nails, oh, b'shinov, or you bite your nails, v'chein sa'aro, or you take your hairs off your head with your hands, v'chein svama, or you pick hairs out of your mustache, v'chein zakeno, or your beard, v'chein agodeles, v'chein akocheles, v'chein apokeses, or if you braid a woman's hair, or you put eye shadow or rouge on a woman's eyes, v'chein apokeses, or you comb a woman's hair, or a woman combs her own hair, either with a comb or with her hands. Rabbi Elazar mechayev. In all these cases, Rabbi Elazar says yechayev. Chachamim osur mishum shvus, and the chachamim say all these cases are considered to be a shinui, a strange way of doing something, and therefore it's only us and the rabbanon. Let's see in the Gemara. Amar Belazar, machlokes biyad. This machlokes is only if you take your fingernails off with your hand, avol bekli, but if you take your fingernails off with a nail clippers or with a nail scissors, chayev. So you're chayev chata. Says the Gemara, pshita, zo bezutanan. Obviously, if you take your fingernails off with a nail clipper on Shabbos, you're chayev for shearing. It says, the Mishnah says, only your fingernails. Says the Gemara, no. Ma would the same, a rabbana na bekli nami patre. You might have thought the Chachamim also exempt you if you use fingernails. V'hadiktani zo bezo, and this that the Mishnah says a case of using your hands to take off your fingernails, lo diacha kocho de Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Eliezer, is to teach you the strength of Rabbi Eliezer's opinion that he holds, even if you use your fingernails to take off your fingernails or you bite your fingernails, even there you chayv doraisa. Kamash malon. So that's why I need Rabbi Elazar the Amor to tell me that that's not true. That if you take it off with a kli, the Chachamim agree. Now, there's a machlokas, Rashi and Tosas here. What was the havamina? Why would someone have thought that gozes does not apply to a kli? So Rashi says, that you might have thought that gozes only applies to the wool of an animal. Says Tosas in Aval Bakli, Tosas disagrees. No, that's not the Havamina. The Baha Leka Limited, everyone knows that it applies to other Balachayim. No, the Havamina was that you would think that even, not that it wouldn't apply to a human being. Right, that's the way Rashi understands. The Havamina was that it wouldn't apply to a human being. Tosas says, no, everybody knows it applies to a human being. The Havamina was, Hainu Rabbi Yehuda, the Mechai Malach Shin Shich Lagufa. That's why you would have thought. Because you would have thought that maybe Bekli, everyone agrees One second. Right, Tosas writes, no, you wouldn't think that way. Everyone agrees that Gozes applies to people also. So the Ferish Gemara earlier. Therefore, Tosas says, what would you have thought? Come hold the Rabbi Shimon, right. That's what you would have held. You would have held that since you don't want the nails, when you cut your nails, you don't want the nails. So you might have thought that even the Chacham would agree, Pater, because it's the Malach Shin Shikul Gufa. You don't want the nails. And therefore, you would be exempt even by a kli. Kamash Malan, that even the Chachamim agreed to Rabbi Yehuda, and Malach Shein Tzigluf is Chayev. However, the Rivash writes that actually cutting off your fingernails is considered to be a Malacha Hatzriya. That must be the way Rashi learned, that it's a Malacha Hatzriya Chalagufa. Why? Because what's the point of taking off your fingernails? It's to beautify the body. And in the Mishkan, they also had gozes, not for the purpose of the hair. Like, he says that by the tachash, by the skins of the tachash, they would shave off the hair of it, not because they wanted the hair, just because they right? Usually when you shear a sheep, you want the wool. But so the Rivash claims that in the Mishkan they had some shearing that wasn't for the wool. So that's why when you cut off your fingernails, even though you don't want the nails, it's still chayiv midoraisa. It's considered to be a malacha hatzricha lagufa against Tosfos. Tosfos says a malacha she'ain tzricha lagufa because you don't want the nails. Fascinating. Okay, let's continue. Ve'amar Rabbi Lazar, another thing. Machlokes la'atzmo. If you're taking your own fingernails off. Aval chaveiro, but if you're trying to take your friend's fingernails off, divrei akol pater. Everyone agrees you're exempt because you can't do a good job with that. Says Gemara Pshita Tziparnov Tanan. It says your own fingers. Mao de Sema, Rabbi Lezer lechaveiro nami mechav. No, Rabbi Lezer also holds you in a friend. Vadik tani tziparnov, lo dich koka de rabbanan, that even on that they say pater kamashman, that we don't say that. Fine. V'chein saro, your hair. Tana, hanotel mali piazug. How much hair do you have to take off your head in order to be chayev and Shabbos? Chayev. Like the amount in the thickness of a scissors. V'chava mali piazug. How much is that? Review the shtayim, two hairs. Asks the Gemara, v'atanya ulakarcha shtayim. Didn't we learn that when in terms of balding your head, that's two hairs? Sounds like But for Shabbos, it's not two. Ema v'chein l'kar chasham. You're right. Both of them are two hairs. Tanei amihachi anot amolik piyazug v'shabbos. Chai v'kam amolik piyazug. Shtayim, two hairs. Rabbi Lezer omer achas. Even one hair. You're chai for. Modim chachol Rabbi Lezer b'malachin levonim b'toch shcharot shavil achas chai. If you're taking out a white hair, one white hair, from black hair, from all black hair, you're chai. Because you care about it. Unbelievable. Just like a man is not allowed to wear woman's clothing, a man is not allowed to take white hairs out of his dark hairs because it's a problem of caring too much about your external appearance, like a woman generally cares more about that than a man. Wow. And the Acharon is a lot to talk about here. I don't have time now, but they talk about what would be the deal. What about if you have a lot of white hairs and you just take out a few of them? Would that be a problem? That's one discussion. Fascinating. Tani Rabbi Shimon Elazar Omer Tzipor and Shapir Yeshruba. If you have a fingernail that most of it is hanging off, Vitzitzin Shapir Yeshruba, or skin that's hanging off, Biyad Mutter, to take it by hand is Mutter, Bechli Chayv Chatas, but you're not allowed to do Bechli. Mi Kamiti de Bechli Chayv Chatas, Biyad Mutter L'Chachila. How can it be such a difference? Bechli, it's Chayv, and with a hand, it's Mutter. Usually a hand is a Shinoi, it should be Pater Avalaser. Hachi comes in and say, Pir Shurubon, if most of it fell off, Biyad Mutter, Bechli Pater Avalaser. Lo Pir Shurubon, if it's not mostly off, it's still mostly attached, Biyad Pater Avalaser, Uvechli Chayv Chatas. It means where it's causing you pain. One more line. The halach is that it's mutter to take it off with the hand if most of it is hanging off. I'm a rabbi, Rabbi Yochan. It's only if it's facing upwards and it causes you pain. Now, here's the problem, unfortunately. I'm always into trying to give heterim. But Rashi and Tosas have a question in which direction. If it's pointing up, which way is up? Is up when you're holding your hands up so it's away from the body, or is up when you're holding your hands down towards the body? Because of this suffix, the Shulchan Aruch and the Mishnah Berurah say there is no heter. That's what they say. I don't know. I always thought there was a heter. If it's causing you pain on Shabbos, that you're allowed to take off the... If it's causing you a lot of pain, so with your hands, I thought you're allowed to remove a fingernail. Mishnah Berurah says no. I think others may say yes. Perhaps, Blinadar, I'll try to look it up. Everyone should have a wonderful day. We will stop here. Have a great day, everybody. Thank you.